Aaron Snyder has worked in the water, wastewater profession for about 30 years, working in the water industry with a degree in journalism and public relations. And since 1999, she's been with Katz & Associates providing strategic communication consulting services for water utilities and other government agencies all throughout the U.S. So, Karen, if you could talk to us a little bit about what you do for work and entertain us with an awesome story, we'd all love to hear it.
Well, I don't know about an awesome story, but I can tell you about what I do. Thanks for inviting me. So, what you said a little bit of it, I started out of school with no knowledge of water and wastewater. I had a degree in journalism and public relations and just almost accidentally was hired by a Lehigh County authority in Pennsylvania, which is a small to mid-sized utility. So, which was wonderful because that gave me the opportunity to do all sorts of communications from media relations to government relations to construction work and customer service, you name it. And fortunately, through my work there, I was able to be involved in the American Water Works Association and served on a couple of section committees and also national committees. Which was great because when my husband was transferred to Nashville in 99, I was able to talk to some of my connections through AWWA and start my life as a consultant for water and wastewater agencies on all sorts of projects from issues with rate increases to large-scale construction projects to some cases of emergency communication, and as Brian said, I've done that for the last 15-plus years, now located within the last year and a half to California, which has its own world of water issues, which I'm learning about. I told Lori and Brian I'm actually sitting right now in a location in the Mojave Desert where I've never been, where we're going to talk to people about their depleting groundwater supplies and what they think needs to be done to address the situation. So the nice thing is that through our profession and through my work, we've been able to meet all different kinds of people with all different kinds of perspectives on water and wastewater and all different kinds of issues, which makes every day pretty exciting. So I don't know, Brian, if you want me to touch on anything in particular.
I'm just wondering if you could talk about your experience since you are not an engineer and not an operator. Your experience in the industry.
Sure. Well, I guess, you know, right out of the bat, with my first job, I immediately went to my boss and told him he was going to have to send me back to school for engineering because I had no idea what anybody was talking about or saying. And he wisely told me that what I really needed to do was sit down with the engineers and have a discussion until they were forced to communicate in a way that I understood, because if I understood what they were saying, then I could probably communicate that to others like myself, who are more of a lay audience. So my work, regardless of what the issue has been over the years, has been working with wonderful technical people, either, you know, our scientists, our engineers, our operators, particularly operators who are the folks in the field that are actually working with community members on a day-to-day basis, and trying to take complex issues and not only communicate those in a way that people understand, but also help articulate what the key points are that we're trying to communicate when we're talking about water and wastewater issues. And sometimes that's educational, particularly for, again, for people in the field. They're educating on a daily basis when they're out there working with the community. So that's been a big effort. And then often just dealing with very specific issues, construction projects. The nice thing about my work is that I've been able to develop really close synergies with engineering folks who know the projects inside out and want to be able to highlight those projects and communicate about the importance of them. And sometimes that's easier than not. You know, we all want to explain everything in very technical terms so that people understand. And my challenge and enjoyable task is to try to take that and make it more understandable to the public. And I guess, you know, a bottom line lesson that I've learned all the way through, through some good experiences and not so good experiences, is that communication and public relations and community relations and stakeholder relations needs to be as important a part of any project development as the engineering part of it or the operational part of it or the financial part of it. That needs to be a key element in any project development, so that you can keep projects on track and hopefully have support for whatever it is you're proposing, rather than having to come in late in the game and clean up for mistakes that were made along the way because the communication wasn't there.
Great. Do any of you guys from Rockford have some questions for Karen who are on the line?
I don't per se have any questions, but I had a comment because I'm kind of in a similar position. And I guess it's ironic because I've fought the same issues because I started in the engineering division right out of college with a degree in biology and more specifically secondary education. So I was a biology teacher. And I started out as a engineering tech and then kind of took on a new position as a project manager where I did some engineering projects and then got moved down to water treatment supervisor. So I've kind of been everywhere and I've fought that same battle with, you know, learning terminology and kind of the, I guess, principles of stuff. So not that, I guess, biology is somewhat close to water and stuff, but it was still definitely a much steeper learning curve. So I definitely can attest to that.
Yeah, and I really don't have any further questions.
No. Anybody else? No? Anybody else have some questions for Karen? Great. Well, Karen, thank you very much for hosting with us today, and we'll be putting a recording version of this online